Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, how much sleep do you get typically on a normal night before a first game of a season?
You know, not a lot, actually, Schultz. Yeah, I don't get a lot of sleep from typically about September on, and it's crazy. I was talking to Craig Dahl last night. Craig called me, and we were just talking about coaching and things like that, I just said, Moyd, you know, and he just retired a couple of years ago, too. He goes, it's amazing how well I sleep right now because there's not things on my mind for the next day, which is all understandable. I said, it's amazing how I sleep in May and June, for example, even July. But then it just seems right around August when, you know, you're really dialed in with hockey, whether it's recruiting, whether it's coaching, whether it's fundraising, just whatever it is. It just there's just more things on your mind. And, of course, as you know, when the season starts, I mean, you're going, you know, it's like the Indy 500. You're going 150 miles an hour, and, you know, it's hard to sleep. But you're really right there, Schultz. You're especially right with the early days right now as far as the beginning of the season. There's just a little more of that as well.
How much of that is also just the number of new bodies that you've seen in practice, but you don't know how they're going to respond in a game?
Well, I think there's a little bit of that. It's called the unknown, and there's a little bit of the unknown right now, and we just need to play some games just to see where we're at, just to see what we need to work on.
You'll have three freshmen in your forward lineup tonight. All three forward transfers will be in there, so line combinations, fans are going to need a scorecard to see who all these guys are. How do you try to piece together lines this early?
I mean, just we have that 4 hours a week in the month of September, which is good. And, you know, obviously a little bit of it, you know exactly who's coming back as far as your own guys. And you kind of know your recruits. You do. You kind of know your recruits. And obviously you have to watch the transfers. And then we have to try to do the best we can as far as what do we want to accomplish in line combinations. Do you want balance? Do you want, you know, you want chemistry, of course, but you know what kind of chemistry do you want? Do you want a hard line? Do you want a skilled line? Do you want a blend line? You know, what do you want? And I think that's what you have to figure out. And then right now, all we're doing is trial by error, Schultz.
Two freshman defensemen in your lineup tonight then. How much, for lack of a better term, do you have to pick your spots as to when they're going to play?
They're pretty good. These guys played a lot of junior hockey, all four of our defensemen coming in. These guys are experienced as far as junior hockey goes, and they know what they're doing out there. So I just say they just got to go with their instincts. They just have to go with their instincts. They can't play scared, but they also, you know, they just need to play. And I think the best thing you can do as a coach right now is don't overcoach them.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our Budweiser pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. How much do you flat out care of what Arizona State's doing tonight, Tom?
Well, I think you do, but I think the biggest thing is, Schultz, we just have to worry about us. We want to make sure that we play the way we want to play. We want to be physical. We want to play fast. We want to have good habits. You know, we want to have good offensive habits, good defensive habits. I mean, that's what we've been concentrating on. That's what we've been talking about. So I think if you do that, if you take care of those details, I think everything else kind of falls into place. But there's obviously certain parts of their game that we saw on tape that you have to touch on a little bit. And when you do, I mean, you just have to. But again, I don't think that we didn't spend a ton of time on ASU. And again, it's about us. And I think that's the message we want to send to our guys right now.
There are only so many options you have on a power play as to what kind of a system you want to run. Do you have to tweak, though, minor things in those set systems based on who your personnel is going to be?
Absolutely. I mean, who's your power play going to run through? And whoever it's going to run through, you better figure out what's the best for that particular person. I mean, our power play goes through Rosie. And then we have to figure out where we want Rosie, what do we want Rosie to do. Because we want the puck on Rosie's stick.
How is that different than, say, when Jerry Fitzgerald was here and he just camped out on the top of that left circle and just waited for the puck to come to him?
Well, he did, but then obviously somebody had to key on Jerry. And if they key on Jerry, then you can't use Jerry. So then maybe you put Jerry on his forehand. Maybe you put, you know, maybe you move Jerry around a little bit. I think those are the things. So you just can't keep Jerry in one place all the time because it doesn't take long for people to figure out exactly what you need to do to neutralize a power play. So then if you have a guy like Jerry, you have to find different spots for that person.
Conversely then, on the penalty kill, you've got more options, where you want to attack people. But is there a forward or defenseman that you want quite often to be that guy that's going to be the most attacking guy?
Well, it all depends. It all depends. Up ice, it's going to be your forwards, obviously. That's the biggest thing. And we're trying to be a little more aggressive up ice. I call it more of a, you know, we're going to play more of a, you know, a little bit of a hybrid box up ice. We're going to be, it's called goal mode. We're going to be more pressure, but then we're going to back off into our box, and we're going to try to take the middle away. There's certain things we want to try to do, and we want to try to disrupt their breakout a little bit. We feel if we can disrupt their breakout, that'll be less time in our zone. Conversely, in our zone, you know, your defensemen are going to be more they're going to be more aggressive just because they have the ability of jumping on pucks. There's a lot of times the puck is below the, you know, below the dots, and so they have that ability, and they're closer to the net as well. So it all depends on actually where you are on the ice as far as you know, who's going to be as aggressive, who's going to be more aggressive, the forwards or D, I guess, is what, probably the best way of putting it, Schultze.
In your 22 years as a head coach, special teams have certainly evolved a lot. How have you stayed true to who you are and what you believe in special teams, and how have you still had to change with the times?
Well, I think you have to change all the time. We're tweaking things this year. We are tweaking things this year on a few different fronts, and it's just personnel-based, but it's also, again, we feel that this is the best thing for us right now. And sometimes the best time to tweak something or change something is when you have a lot of fresh faces. Sometimes it's a little more difficult when you've got, an experienced group, because they're kind of creatures of habit.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.